You're listening to the Uncool Designer Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help graphic designers work smarter and not harder in their design business. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Uncool Designer Podcast. I'm Anna Dower. I am back from my holidays. I just spent 10 days on a cruise ship with 13 of my family members. Yes, 13. We had a lot of fun. It was my first cruise. I was pretty worried about getting seasick, but I managed to do okay. We had lots of fun. We went to a bunch of Pacific islands. We swam in the ocean. We saw turtles. There was lots of sunshine. It was lovely. The best part is possibly that I didn't take my laptop. There was no internet for 10 whole days. And it was a really great way to reset. I recently sent out a newsletter this week to my email subscribers about how prior to jumping on the ship, I had a bit of an entrepreneur's spiral / breakdown. I went into this meltdown mode of, do I deserve this holiday? Which is a total joke. I so deserved it. And thinking all sorts of negative thoughts like, have I been working hard enough? Have I been selling enough? Am I doing enough? Am I being the best version of entrepreneur Anna that I can be? And it was all a little bit cray. And thankfully, I caught myself when I was in this spiral and did what I usually do. I visualized a stop sign and thought to myself, what is this garbage? And it just goes to show, no matter how long you've been in this business, no matter how much work you do mindset-wise, those little gremlins will often continue to rear their head. They will never go away, I don't think. But thankfully, I had the tools to actually stop the thoughts and question if they were in fact true or false. And of course, they were false. I had been working so hard leading up to the cruise. As you guys know, I did the Designer Boss Summit. I launched the Lucky Ones. And yeah, I had been working my ass off and I had been doing it quite successfully. So I'm not sure where the mean girl thoughts came from, but I'm really glad that I stopped them in their tracks and decided not to take my laptop and to have those 10 days away from my inbox and internet, because I've come back feeling so refreshed and ready to serve and take on the world. So today I want to talk about catching design clients, those pesky little things that seem to be just out of reach. Often when I put myself out there and say, ask me anything, the very first question I will always get is, how do I get design clients? And like I have said many times before, it's not an easy answer. I wish I could give you a map and say, hey, this is where all the clients are hiding. Go here and you will be booked out for the next 12 months. But today I'm going to give you three things to do this week that can help you book a design client. I want to start off by saying it is absolutely normal in business to have quiet times and then times where you're absolutely booked out. The key is to keep the faith during those quiet times and continue doing the things that you know you should be doing in order to attract and warm up clients. If you are having a quiet period, chances are it's because your audience is cold, or you're looking for clients in the wrong places, i.e. Facebook groups. So today I'm going to give you three things you can do in order to get a paying design client this week, hopefully. So the first thing I want you to do is reconnect with past clients. Now, this is low-hanging fruit. Past clients are a gold mine. So I suggest you put together a really casual, friendly email and send it to any past clients you loved working with and ask them if they have any new projects on the horizon. It is really that simple. Also, you can grab some extra points if you ask them to refer you to someone they know that needs a designer. Now, if you want to spice it up and offer them a referral fee, or even if you refer me to a new client who signs up, I am happy to design some stickers for you for free, or I will do your next changes for free, anything like that, a sweetener. So that's the first thing I want you to do. Email past clients, ask them if they have any new work, and ask them to refer you to people that need a designer. Okay, so the second thing you can do in order to try and get a paying design client this week is to follow your dream clients on social media, on Pinterest, wherever they are. I want you to actively engage with your dream clients. So that means start following them and engage authentically with them in the comment. Remember, people hire people they know and trust. So next time that business that you would love to work with posts on social media, comment. Let them know that you're there. You can even get extra points if you slide into their DMs with a friendly hello. That means no sales pitch, just pure, genuine human connection. Say, hey, I love your business. I love your vibe. Love following you and your content. Just let them know you exist. If they don't know you exist, it's going to be hard for them to hire you. The next thing you can do to try and win a paying design client is to circle back to those leads and inquiries that went cold. Don't let those quiet leads slip through the cracks. We all get busy in life, and chances are some of your leads didn't ghost you on purpose. They got caught up in life. Give them a gentle nudge with a follow-up message. All you need to say is, hey, you sent me an inquiry in January. I didn't hear from you. I just wanted to check in and let you know that I've got availability for this month. Are you ready to work together? Do you have any questions? Would you like to jump on a call with me? It's just a friendly reminder that you're here, you're eager to work with them, and you're ready to bring their projects to life. Those are three simple things you can do today or this week in order to try and land a paying design client. Number one, reconnect with past clients, ask for a referral. Number two, follow your dream clients and connect with them authentically. Let them know you're there and you're a fan. Number three, circle back to those silent leads and inquiries. Follow them up and give them a gentle nudge. Now, if you don't get anything from those three steps, don't give up. Keep the faith. Keep putting yourself out there and serving your audience. Remember, clients need to be warmed up before they hire. So ask yourself, how am I warming up my audience? Am I serving them? Do they know how to get in contact with me? I hope these three tips help you land that next big design client. You've been listening to The Uncool Designer with Anna Dower. For more info and tips for graphic designers, head to my website, annadower.com.